The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
What we're going to talk now are brain boosting supplements. So I'm not sure if you've seen these ads for cognitive gummies, chewing gum that is meant to make your brain healthier. It's going to make you smarter. It's going to make you sharper. It's going to make you more alert and more alive. Apparently. Dr. Sabina Brennan is with me, the psychologist, neuroscientist and best-selling author. She was here recently talking about her new book, in fact, Still Me, A Neuroscientist's Guide to Caring for Someone with Dementia. Sabina, should I be rushing out and buying this stuff?
No.
Oh, oh God.
Look, the short answer is they really probably don't work in the way they're advertised. Many of the products, you know, they're marketed with these bold claims like sharper focus, better memory, but there is no evidence. If there is evidence, it's from the companies that, you know, have produced the product or and are based on tiny studies. Look, a lot of the boost. So people, you know, people will chew the gum or whatever it is and feel a boost. But the boost they're feeling is really coming from caffeine or sugar, both of which can temporarily perk you up and you know, give you a fleeting high. Sugar causes spikes. But then what happens is, you know, insulin overcompensates and you get a drop in sugar levels, which actually impacts negatively on your brain function. So you end up kind of with brain fog, irritability and fatigue within 1 or 2 hours. So there's not much point in that. And also you may end up with mood swings and actually impaired attention. So you might get your short one from the caffeine, similar or from sugar. Similarly with caffeine, what caffeine actually really does in a way is borrows energy and focus from later because it sort of suppresses the, you know, adenosine is a chemical that's released that's to tell you you're tired. And basically, caffeine sort of blunts that. And once the caffeine wears off, the adenosine floods back in, leading to actually a much sharper dip in your alertness than if you had skipped the caffeine altogether. And also it can impair your sleep, which is really important for cognitive functioning. And it messes around with your natural energy rhythms. And actually, interestingly, because some of these sort of say boost creativity, you know, an overstimulation of caffeine can lock the brain into like a hyper-focused, narrow thinking, which actually is the reverse of the problem solving and flexibility that you want. If you want a mid-afternoon, you know, a boost for the afternoon, you know, that slump that we all naturally feel in the afternoon, where there is solid evidence is for to go out and take some exercise at lunchtime.
No, Sabina, come on, that sounds like hard work. But these things, they said they've got nootropic chemicals in them. One of them was called rainbow dust. I love that. It sounds like something you give to cattle that was against the law.
Yeah. I was looking up because, you know, it's one of those words you read and you don't say out loud. So I just looked it up on how to pronounce it. Nootropics. Nootropics, they're sometimes called smart drugs or cognitive enhancers, and they're substances that are claimed to improve mental performance, things like memory, focus, creativity, or whatever. Now, there's three broad categories of them because, I mean, people hear the word bandied about, but I'm not sure whether they actually know what they are. So there's the prescription drugs, which people may have heard of, Ritalin used for ADHD, and sometimes used by people studying for exams to kind of stay up, stay alert and concentrate. To be honest, they would be far better off stopping studying, going to sleep, because you need sleep to consolidate the information you've taken in. There's also ones called modafinil, which is used to treat narcolepsy. I'm getting all the hard words today on a Friday afternoon, which is like that sleeping sickness. So they do treat in people. This is the issue with some of these things. They work in populations that need treatment, not in healthy people. And then you have over-the-counter supplements like omega-3 fatty acids and, you know, ginkgo. Oh God, I'm not even going to say the second half of that word. I've done my limit of words. But then your everyday stimulants are your caffeine, And your sugar. And basically, they may give you a temporary boost, but not a long-term impact. And also, the payoff may be negative. Something like sugar is, you know, associated, you know, high glycemic diets are associated with poorer cognitive function longer term. Disrupted sleep is associated, you know, which you might get from drinking too much caffeine is associated with developing dementia, etc. But omega-3 fatty acids, there is solid evidence, I have to say that, for supporting cognitive function in older adults with mild cognitive impairment, but there doesn't seem to be any effect in healthy adults. You know, so also B vitamins, particularly vitamin B12, that is a natural, you know, solidly grounded in science. It boosts performance, but only in people who are deficient in vitamin B12.
Okay.
So does that make sense? So pretty much most of these actually work to treat people who have a deficiency or another disorder, and it improves their cognitive functioning. But there's really no evidence in healthy people.
But the rest of us then need to just get out and do some exercise and do the standard things that are healthy for us, is it?
The most powerful brain boosters, they're free, they're legal, and they're boring, which is why they don't go viral on TikTok like these things. Sleep 7 to 9 hours a night. Exercise regularly, particularly at lunchtime if you're vulnerable to that slump. A Mediterranean diet rich in vegetables, fruits, oily fish will get you all your nutrients like your omega-3 and your folate that are important for brain function. Learn something new every day and manage your stress well. That is what is going to sharpen your brain function, not just in the moment, but also in the long term.
Sabina, good advice as always. Dr. Sabina Brennan is a psychologist, neuroscientist, and best-selling author.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.